Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty, I am alone today in the studio here in Hattiesburg, the Southern Bancorp studio. That's because Michael, Kelly, and Luke are all at Ramey Motors down in Purvis, where we go once a month, and we'll be down there very shortly. Always look forward to our visits at Ramey Motors. Want to remind everybody about the opening segment of the show. It's sponsored every day by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Proud supporters of the Eagle Hour and proud supporters of Southern Miss Athletics and people that we're happy to say are very good friends of ours. So I want to thank Dickey's Barbecue and thank you for tuning in this afternoon. Southern Miss and Troy baseball about to start here in about 5 hours. The Golden Eagles scheduled to take on Troy tonight at 6 o'clock. That game can be seen, of course, on ESPN+. Plus, it will be the first of 12 of the next 16 games the Golden Eagles will be playing on the road. Troy and Southern Miss have played 31 times in baseball, dating back to 1998. The Golden Eagles lead the series 19-12. And ironically, it includes a 9-7 victory over the Trojans on March 10th, 2020. And why that is significant, I was listening to that game that night and never dreamed when I turned it off that it would be the last game of the year. That was the last game the Golden Eagles played in 2020 before COVID-19 took over the world and canceled the remainder of baseball season. So, Michael, Kelly, Luke, all down at Ramey Motors, and guys, imported series for the Golden Eagles, and it's going to be another tough weekend, I think, on the baseball field.
Yeah, for some reason, Kelly has on red today.
Yeah, and I didn't appreciate the comment.
But it's not Troy red, we should say. No, Troy maroon.
No, but as a young kid walked by, he said, "Hey, Kool-Aid." I said, "Now wait a minute."
Oh, yeah. It's William Carey.
I'm not that big, you know.
It's William Carey, but yeah,
I'm sure it's a free shirt of some sort that he's managed to make off.
Yeah, I can't say anything though. I have the same shirt and it was free too.
But not on today.
Not on today.
Cuz I would be the only
Southern Miss show.
With Southern Miss. Anyway,
that's going to be a good trivia answer, isn't it? Someday for Southern Miss is in the 2010 season that was interrupted by COVID, who was the last team they played?
By the way, I got a really good trivia question for you later in the show, just so you know. Okay. Anyway, yeah, at Troy this weekend, Tanner Hall against Brady Fuller tonight, a righty, 2-2 on the year with a 6.23 ERA. As of yesterday, Troy has not announced their Saturday starter. Of course, Matt Adams pitching for the Eagles. And then 1 p.m., Nico Mazza on Sunday against Grayson Stewart, 3-1 with a 4.40 ERA. So two righties. Important tonight, Golden Eagles facing a righty.
And I think this series, because you talked about the RPI ratings yesterday, Luke, and how Troy is the number one team in the league in that department. But when you look at the schedule, I know that it might be a little intimidating when you look at that RPI number, but the schedule has not been perhaps what the schedule that the Eagles have played. But this series is also significant because as we start now getting into a little bit deeper into the Sun Belt season, if you're going to contend for that first place spot, you don't want to start falling too far behind. And Troy will be a team that will probably beat most of the teams in the league overall. But if you could get 2 out of 3 this weekend, that would go a long way, I think.
Yeah, the RPI is a little baffling to me, okay?
Yeah.
So they started off with it's over 10 wins in a row. They beat Evansville, Alabama State, Stony Brook, UAB, and South Carolina Upstate. Then they lost 3 in a row to Florida Gulf Coast, which is, I think, 18th or was 18th. They took 2 out of 3, Central Florida and Orlando, and then they lost 4 in a row. Lost to Columbia at home, then got swept by Georgia State, and like we mentioned earlier this week, they've won 6 in a row, swept ULM. So it's kind of bad. I mean, they played Florida A&M in 2 midweeks.
So you're asking yourself, how can they have such a a high RPI when that schedule is not really really doesn't scare you too much.
Yep. So, you know, it is a little baffling. Either way, it will be interesting to see. I don't think that this weekend the suspensions. I could see where we're supposing here. I would assume Fowler is suspended because he was involved in the scuffle. He got ejected, you know, in the Georgia Southern game. I could see where he may be suspended, but I don't. It'll be interesting to see how Scott pairs it out. We didn't ask this question this week, and if they're required to at least sit one person per game, or can Scott basically say, you know, I got 35 games left, and I got five suspensions to serve. It'll be here, here, and here.
And is there a time frame that they have to be that they have to be completed? But I'm a little bit intrigued with Troy throwing a guy out there with a 6.5, almost a 6.5 ERA. You know, you would think that you normally want to throw your stud out there, your donkey, whatever you want to call it. But a guy with a 6 point, almost a 6.5 ERA is certainly susceptible, you'd think. But yet he's the number one guy.
Bob, it's you're approaching this series. I mean, they're 21st in RPI, 19-7. I just still understand how their strength schedule is 36. That's pretty extraordinary. Southern Miss is right now 31, and I just compare those two schedules, and I say, I don't know. Anyway, Bob, it's Eagles need to put up offense tonight and set the tone for the weekend.
Well, it can't be walking people, can't be hitting batters either, but you don't figure that's going to happen tonight with Tanner Hall pitching, and you think that Friday nights are your best shot at winning all year long when you have him on the mound. So you have to, I think, like Southern Miss's chances tonight. Now, also, we do want to mention this too, Luke, because you and I do follow the track and field team. The Southern Miss track and field team is hosting their annual Southern Miss Invitational this weekend. So you can see track and field here in Hattiesburg. It actually started, I think it's kind of underway right now. Southern Miss has invited Alcorn State, Belhaven, Dillard, Hines Community College, Jarvis Christian, Loyola New Orleans, Meridian, Millsaps, Mississippi College, Mississippi Valley State, Southeastern Louisiana, Spring Hill, William Carey, who I guess Kelly's repping today, Xavier, and of course South Alabama. You're not allowed to have an event without South Alabama. Right.
Yeah, they'll actually get started in about 2 hours. So today the triple jump, the hammer, and the javelin are at 3:30 p.m. Tomorrow the men's long jump will open at 10 a.m. and then running events will be after at starting at 12:10. And we need to mention this was a big deal this week. I don't know how I missed this, but Omar Austin, Sun Belt Track Athlete of the Week, and he is currently right now first in the Sun Belt Conference in the 400 meter, and currently third in all of NCAA. He ran a 29.2 last weekend, which would be a 10.5 split in the 100. Mm-hmm. That's moving. That's faster than my 40.
I was going to ask how that would compare.
Yeah. He ran a 20.92. So yeah, I mean he's under a 10.5 at that split. That's impressive. Yeah.
And you know the spring football game, you know, tomorrow on campus, which we'll talk to Heath Hinton about a little bit later on in the program. But I mean, there's a lot of things going on the campus this weekend, and hard to believe as we turn the calendar tomorrow to April 1st. The graduation class at Southern Miss about the 10th of May. So can you believe that there's only about 6 weeks left in the academic calendar?
Lady Eagles in softball also hosting Troy this weekend. So men on the road at Troy, but Lady Eagles hosting Troy. Coach Poole and her ladies today at 5, tomorrow at 2, Sunday at noon at the softball complex.
Right. Here's a trivia question for you guys to file away. What member of the Eagle Hour broadcast team frequently wears the clothing of other schools on the show? Pearl River, Summerall, I guess Jeff Davis County. Anybody that has anything free, Santa is promoting them.
Well, I mean, Jeff Davis, I mean, they sure gave us a lot of athletes at Southern Miss, right? So that may be acceptable. And so we got Summerall with Carl Sibley.
Well, he gave the answer away.
Yeah.
You know.
Free.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was in. So I got trained because at Southern Miss, if you wore anything other than Southern Miss apparel, I mean, it didn't even have to be, it could just be neutral.
Right.
But there was one dude one time when I played, he wore a North Carolina shirt into the weight room, and Charlie Dudley and Coach Funch just kicked him out and told him never to come back in with that. I mean, it was, so Bob, I got trained early on as a Southern Miss athlete. You don't just walk around with that.
But it makes sense, and as you know, I'm involved with the junior college programs in the state, particularly Pearl River, but you'll see junior college athletes walk to baseball practice with like a cut-off Mississippi State shirt or some from some other school, and the coaches will always point out, what are you wearing? That they didn't want you. Why are you wearing their shirt? You know, they didn't want you. Why don't you wear the shirt of the school?
So does William Carey want you? I mean, is that
no?
Is that what
no,
you're implying?
No, they don't.
Michael,
no, I got one too. So yeah, that's not the case.
Who was the rocker back in the 70s or 80s that had the song "Everybody Wants Me"?
Everybody wants you. That was oh my gosh, my mind just went blank.
It was
Billy Idol. There is an armed security guard
Billy
approaching.
Idol. No, not Billy Idol.
Billy Iris.
No. I got dad brain today.
All right, you guys figure that out, and we'll be back with more from the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Ramey Motors down in Purvis, that's where we're going right after the break. And, yes, we do think Sander would wear a State or Ole Miss shirt if, in fact, it were given to him for free. We'll be back.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I want to remind you about the Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear that anytime on Apple, Audible, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And we're happy to announce that now for the first time, advertising opportunities are available on the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. And it's an opportunity for you to reach Southern Miss fans and Eagle Hour listeners all over the state, all over the country for that matter. We're happy to tell you more about the podcast advertising availabilities on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Also want to thank Jana King, the King of Clean, for all they do for our community. Their team has been working for 35 years, cleaning your places of work, education, medicine, eateries, stadiums, and worship. You can go to JanaKingCleans.com for more information. That is JanaKingCleans.com. And finally, Campus Bookmark, CampusBookmark.net. They sponsored this segment of the show, and we're happy to have them part of the Eagle Hour family. Let's go down to Purvis, the man that they named the town after, Tony Purvis, joining the guys from Ramey Motors.
Did they really name it after you?
No, they didn't. It was a good pickup line.
I mean, I knew you're old. I just didn't know you were that. You're younger than me. All right, Tony, it is spring, end of March.
Yeah, that's when it's fun coming down here. How many people have y'all seen walk in, walk out with papers, a new truck or a new lawnmower or something? It's the place to be.
It just seems like we are back to, and I don't know what the specific COVID inventory levels were. But I'm just saying, every time we come down here, there's just more and more and more inventory.
That's right. We've got a ton of boats on the lot. A lot of different boats, a lot of different styles, a lot of different brands. We still carry in our case Yanmar and Mahindra tractors. We got them. And guys, the camper inventory's kind of kicked off. We actually sold a Class C last week, so we're excited about that. One of the big nice ones, the one that I'm trying to talk Kelly into buying. But
yeah, Michael, we need to address this. We had Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Kelly will be at the Brickyard this summer to be cheering Ricky on. And Michael, you can fill Tony in. We're in desperate need of getting Kelly better living arrangements at the Brickyard.
Yeah, because how old is the...
Oh, I think that trailer that I have up there, my racing camp across from the Speedway, is probably circa 1965.
So wood paneling and the retro.
Well, there
look.
Used to be.
Oh, okay, used to be.
Yeah, well, that's why there's no insulation in it.
But anymore. He was just saying he's hesitant to go in the summer because it's so hot
right.
and miserable.
If Stenhouse comes to your place, you can't have him.
Yeah, you
see
can't.
That.
I don't think that he would dare come to our place.
I don't know.
So tell him, Tony, what
you could show
take.
Up in style. One of these 32-foot leprechaun made by Coachman. We got a 311 FS. You could drive up in this house, Kelly. It's nice. Drive up, walk out the door, pop a slide open, boom. Outdoor TV, outdoor fridge, outdoor cooking, outdoor sink, everything, boom, right there.
Drive up.
Tailgating?
Drive up in what?
In an RV. Coachman Leprechaun.
Yeah, but what was the word you used? Drive up in...
In style.
Style. Yeah,
he don't know style. Yeah, I forgot. We're talking about Kelly. But, yeah, so...
Well, and you pull up here, too, Tony, if you notice in the back of the building, you're clearing more land, and that's got to be for more inventory. It
right.
seems like,
well,
you guys are always adding different things.
That's right. It just keeps getting bigger. Guys, we've been blessed. We got great customers, a lot of return customers, a lot of good guys that, you know, they'll come buy a truck, then they'll come, you know, they'll come buy a side-by-side and a tractor. You know, we service them all. That's kind of one of our favorite things, man. You need a truck, you need a lawnmower, why not buy it all from the same place? So we
did.
You did, that's right.
Went and saw Tony and then went and saw Dakota.
That's right. So, you know, we're going to take care of you guys. But, yeah, we're getting a lot. We're building a state-of-the-art shop down the hill. If you drove by, you've seen it. I've been asked that question a million times. But it's going to be a state-of-the-art service facility down there. And we're going to eventually take care of making this inside a little nicer, a little more accessible.
Yeah, because we have to keep moving where we broadcast
yeah.
and we show up. Because you've got more inventory that takes up where we were last time.
Selling laser printers today, Kelly.
Apparently so.
No, that's a good sign. You guys are replacing equipment, right?
That's right.
Go back to the campers for a minute. So the Coachman's as a name, people. How do people basically, you know, you talked about the C-Class, but how do people... They come in and they tell you what they want to do, and then I'm sure you can
right.
say this is. So how do you determine?
And there's a lot of an RV. If you use it as an RV, you're saving money on truck, no wear and tear on truck, and you're going to these different destinations. You can drive your house, you know, there. So it's a lot easier, a lot more accessible. If you use it the right way, you're going to benefit a lot from it. And if you're just going to drive there one time a year and stop. You know, you might want to look at a pull-behind camper because you're not going to be driving a lot. So we offer both. Everything we have is all built by Coachman. That is a name we wanted to tie ourselves to. They're quality. They are top of the line. So we have the Apex travel trailers, and then the Class C. We got the Apex Prism, which is a Mercedes diesel engine, and we have Cross Trail, which is actually an EcoBoost Ford engine, a 3.5. And then the Leprechauns carry a 7.3 Ford gas burner as well. So we got the three different sizes of Class C. And as well, we got, you know, every size you can get in a pull-behind camper, man. We got from 20-foot to 36-foot. We got all very a wide variety of that. We're excited about them. You know, it's something new, something different.
Well, and if you've noticed lately, anybody that's doing any traveling, if you want to go the Airbnb route, it's reasonable per night, but then you look at that cleaning fee of $125 and taxes of
where'd you find $125? Cheap.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's a lot. You know, when you might just be there overnight.
You look at it, it's like they get you on $129 per night. Oh, that's
right,
good. And
exactly.
Then you look at it, and there's $400 association fees.
Exactly. No, that's my point, is that that's why I think campers is the way that people are starting to go. They're
that's
doing
right.
the math and figuring out this
that's
is
right.
the way to do
that's
it.
That's right. And you're having a piece of collateral. I mean, you're getting something that you can get a return on later in life. Or if you go Airbnb and 3-4 times a year, that money's gone. You're burning
right.
it. So you're almost, you can use it as almost an investment. You're getting a little back when the kids get old and you're not traveling as much.
And Kelly, with an RV, since that becomes your home, you can move it wherever you want. That works for that government thing you're dealing with right now.
Think about it. Yeah, keep moving.
Yeah.
So I say that's how Lincoln got it, is by sitting still. So I always want to be at least a moving target.
Zigzag.
Yeah, yeah.
So during the commercial break, how'd you get out from that armed security guard? He was trying to escort you out the door. Is he involved in this situation?
Plastic nose and the fake mustache and all
that's
that.
Why he's wearing a William Carey shirt
there we
on
go.
A Southern Miss show.
There we go. April 1st tomorrow, and we'll look up, and May will be here. I'm looking at boats out in the light. Let's talk boats.
That's right. Well, Dakota's your boat man. He'll know a lot more than I will. But like I said, we got every size, every style boat. If you're in the market for a boat, you've got to give these guys a shot. Great financing options as well. He'll be able to tell you more about the brands.
Can I ask about that too, Tony? Because you would think that all you hear about is, oh, the Fed has added another quarter point to, but it certainly doesn't appear that it's hurting business too much around here.
Well, that's right. I mean, Kelly, I got an email yesterday. It went up another quarter point. So
okay.
It is crazy how much it's went up, but the prices are coming down. It equals out. It's, you know, you have that argument, yes, but the good thing about paying a lower price and a higher rate is eventually those rates might come back down. I mean, you can't guarantee it, but when they do, you can always refinance. So you do have that option available, whereas if you paid a higher price at a lower rate, you can't refinance your loan.
Right.
I mean, you know, you don't pay the price. So.
But I would think as people crunch the numbers, it would affect sales, but it's not. It doesn't.
Well, I mean, you want what you want. I had an old man tell me, he said, look, I built my house 20 years ago. He said, I had A-plus credit. My interest rate was 17.99.
Yep.
We've been lucky. We've been blessed getting these 2 and 3%.
Right.
Everybody's accustomed to it. But, you know, it's crazy, but I think it'll come back down. I'm hoping it'll come back down. But, yeah, we haven't stopped, still offering the same great service and been over backwards to make sure you leave happy.
On the car lot, got some Wranglers, got an Audi, got a lot of trucks, good trucks out there.
A lot of trucks. We restocked our diesel inventory, got 3 F-250s, got a King Ranch, couple Lariats. We got a really nice Ram Laramie double cab. It's priced at $53,900, brand new tires, looks really good. Probably one of my favorite trucks on the lot right now, got a good stance to it. We kind of went away from the cars. We do have some Jeeps and some SUVs and trucks, but we actually got a 2017 two-door hardtop Rubicon yesterday with only 42,000 miles, so another good unit. We're looking, guys. We got guys all over the place looking, so we're constantly getting newer inventory. So stay on the website, RamyMotorsMS.com.
About 45 seconds left. Bob, we need to let you know that a listener has texted me a picture of Western Kentucky's mascot, who is affectionately known as Big Red. Mm. And I'm not sure if they're trying to associate Kelly Sanders' outfit with
Oh, my gosh. That's almost dead on.
Look at the shoes.
Wait a minute. Kelly?
Look at the size of his mouth. Certainly.
Exact.
That.
Perfect.
Oh, thanks,
there you
Michael.
Go. There's your Halloween
there
costume.
There really is a – yeah, the mouth is
– is just golly. About right. Maybe it's, I don't know, an inch or so.
That is
so,
perfect.
So Big Red and Bowling Green, Big Red and Purvis today.
Western Kentucky of all schools.
Pitiful, Hilltoppers. You know.
Pitiful, Center. Center. Black and gold, that's what you wear when you're on a remote with the Eagle Hour.
And black is slimming.
Look,
too.
You can tell, Bob, you're not on the payroll anyway, so you should be able to wear what you want, right?
I think, like Tony said, I'm at least color coordinated.
Yeah, you look good.
I'm not wearing
good.
The plaid and polka dots.
I was just reporting what the people said. That's all I was doing.
And Billy Squier.
You're right, Michael. Billy Squier. I said it near the end.
There we go.
Saying everybody wants you.
Thank you, Tony. Right. We appreciate you having us down, man.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Coming up next, Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation. We're going to talk about the spring football game. That kicks off tomorrow. Lots of activity on the campus this weekend, even though baseball's on the road. We'll be back with some spring football conversation next on the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back to the Friday edition of the show. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bank Corp studio here in Hattiesburg. Luke Kelly and Michael down at Ramey Motors and Purvis will be going back down there in just a few minutes. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the show. It's Catfish Friday. It's past now, but it is absolutely awesome catfish served every Friday. Just one of five great meals they serve Monday through Friday at 4th Street Bar and Grill. We'll be down there pretty soon. I think within the next month or so, we've scheduled a remote there. We always look forward to that, and we always want to thank Slade and great, great crew there for all that they do for the Eagle Hour and for Southern Miss Athletics. And also, I want to say hello to Mobe Beignet Company. Be a great weekend to go down and get some delicious beignets and a great coffee, whether it be hot or cold. Mobe Beignet is the official beignet store of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. They're located on Hardy Street, right across from the main entrance of the Southern Miss campus. And I think they're open every day of the week. So enjoy a delicious beignet over the weekend. Lots of reasons to be downtown. Heath Hinton from Big Gold Nation joins us. And Heath, we've got a Southern Miss Track and Field event with a big number of schools taking place on the campus this weekend. Baseball is on the road, but we've got the spring football tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And you and I were talking off air. Spring football games are a little different than what they used to be. And Luke could attest to this when you basically lined up and just played an inter-squad game. But that's not really what people are going to see tomorrow, correct?
No, it's going to be, you know, situational stuff. It's not a – but when you're not really dealing with special teams and you're just trying to get your offensive defense set, it's all situational things at this point. So you're going to see a lot of situational stuff. You're going to see a lot of, you know, one-on-ones, different things like that. It's the days of, you know, going to a and watching a real football game, a spring game, those days are over.
Yeah. All right, before we go on to move on and let the guys get involved here with the spring football game, I've got to ask you this question. Everybody knows now what happened Tuesday night up in Jackson, but it is a guy that owns a chat room and internet site. How many people were on the internet after Tuesday trying to spread the belief that Ole Miss just pulled out of the game because they were scared of the outcome?
It was pretty rampant. There were a lot of people were like, oh, it's Ole Miss. They were down, you know, a couple of runs. They didn't want to have a loss. It's La Tech all over again. They've done it before. And, look, some people, you know, it's a fan thing. They're going to do it. But it happened. And I even got, you know, there were some people a little upset on our board, and I had to get on there and go, look, guys, it's, you know, you have to understand the field was bad. The officials went to both coaches in the third. And then in the fourth, when you got players falling, you just have to you stop the game. It's not worth somebody getting their knee injured or losing one of your key starters to finish a midweek game. It is Ole Miss. You want to beat, you know, you want to beat Ole Miss. You want to beat State when you play them, but you don't want to put a player at risk. And it was the right move.
No, and it was, and we beat this dead horse. It was a mutual decision. It was really a decision made by the officiating crew, but supported by both Mike Bianca and of course, Scott Berry.
There goes that Heath Hinton taking up for Ole Miss, and yeah, Bob Giddey's jumping on there with him. Can you believe those two guys?
Yeah. Now, Luke, I had a...
Between Kelly wearing a William Carey shirt, what's going on? It's a bizarre world.
I had a one of our sponsors and listeners and a gentleman who had actually had a suite at the baseball game Tuesday night said he had talked to... You know, he had talked to the management people up there, and apparently this fault falls on the Atlanta Braves baseball organization, that they were the ones, information that I was given, they're ultimately responsible for what happened Tuesday night.
That's exactly right. It was, you know, you have a game scheduled, and then you're going to lay side, even if they were to lay it 3 or 4 weeks before the game. You don't lay side this late in the season. You do it maybe January. You do it way before you even start practice. Before, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I think Bellhaven plays on that field too.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So you go back a long time and then you start it. You don't wait to right before the season, and then you've had rain, and it just wasn't a smart move by the Mississippi Braves and their staff,
right,
by any stretch to start it. Especially when you got a game scheduled, you knew a year out that you had a game scheduled.
And it's pretty important.
It's just a bad
move. Well, Heath, what do you think is going to be the future of games, not just Ole Miss or State, but the future of games in general at Trustmark Park, considering this huge boffo that was laid this week?
Guys, I don't know. I think, you know, Jeremy and their ADs are going to have to get together. There's a lot of money made. You know, that's actually a third-party group puts those games on. They rent out the stadium, and which is kind of interesting, but the way they did the refund is not going to help anybody's opinion about keeping the games there.
No, it's not.
It's right now, you just look at it and say, look, you're better off playing it at your home stadium. I get you want to have it in Jackson, but when the field in Jackson can't hold up and you've got three premier college baseball facilities in the country, in your state, you kind of don't need it, or you may need to move it down to MGM Park. We've been down there before. It's fun. The Conference USA tournament was very successful at MGM. State's been down there. Maybe, you know, maybe they do the games down there. I know they want to keep this Governor's Cup thing, which is not really Governor's Cup because Southern doesn't get, you know, Southern doesn't get put into that for some reason. They play up there, but they're not part of the Governor's Cup. So I don't know. Maybe you move it down to the coast or just, and move it back to Holmes because it's too much of a headache. When you got people driving that far, people paying, you know, companies paying $3,000 to $5,000 for those boxes for the game and not get to use it. People having to pay $50 for tickets, $10 a part, and you go, oh, but you can come to a couple of games. We'll give you a couple of tickets worth $15 a piece, and it's $5 voucher for parking, although you pay for 10. It's just, it's not worth it. At what point is it not worth it? And
but you get to go to Bass Pro while you're there, Kelly.
That's true. Yeah. And
see the big fish tank. But, well, Heath, don't you, most of the people on Big Gold Nation, haven't they made comments that from a fan standpoint, they would rather it be in Hattiesburg and Oxford, even if the game, Southern Miss fans would rather have it in Oxford or have it in Hattiesburg?
I think if you do that, though, you just need to have a two-game midweek, Tuesday, Wednesday, early in the season. It's you get the same number of RPI opportunities. And Ole Miss doesn't have to make an 8-hour trip, and we don't have to make an 8-hour round trip, you know, one game during the season. You have a two-game midweek and one time in the season.
But doing that, it also keeps Ole Miss and State from having to play two games in Hattiesburg every other season. They don't want to do that. So playing that game in Jackson is a way they don't have to do that. So I don't know. I think they would be better off playing as the stadiums, the school stadiums. I think the fans would like it better. But
yeah,
it's political. It's political.
Yep, it is. All right, let's move on. Let's talk a little more about the spring game tomorrow. What are you going to be looking for? What do people need to be looking for tomorrow? We should note, though, it says a – per Will Hall, quote, it will be a normal Will Hall scrimmage. I love that. What should we look for, Heath?
Normal Will Hall scrimmage. You're going to look at ones, go against ones, maybe some situational stuff, goal lines, some scripted things, get all the quarterbacks with the ones, the twos, and the threes. I would say the biggest thing for me, defensively, with so many people out, you really can't judge the defense right now. Maybe the secondary, how does the secondary perform with so many new pieces in? And of course, quarterback play is still a big deal. And see who's going to be that third, fourth wide receiver. See who is who's stepping up to play the slot. It's really tough when you do things like this to say what to look for because it is scripted. But I would look for those keys, maybe secondary quarterback play.
About a minute left. Biggest needs for Southern Miss this weekend against Troy, surprisingly, the top RPI team in the conference.
Pitching? No walks. The biggest thing that hurts Southern Miss is walks. I think like 50 or 60% of their walks end up scoring. It's some crazy number. So I would look at, you know, cutting down the walks, pitching staff, and continue the good hitting that you started last weekend. You gotta, and look, this base is loaded, not being able to score except on walks and every now and then. You gotta get the two out hits. When you get the base loaded, you've gotta bust that inning open, get a big hit, not get behind, and just get a flow going on offense and pitching. Just don't walk anybody. Throw strikes and not walk anybody. I think you'll be successful.
All right, Heath, we appreciate your input every week, man. Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation. Going to continue from Ramey Motors down in Purvis. But want to remind you as we go into the break that when you're out shopping this weekend at corner markets all through the Pine Belt, you'll see a barrel at the entrance where you're exiting the building, and it's a Homes of Hope food donation box. And we're asking everybody between now and next Thursday, pick up a couple of extra cans of food when you're shopping at a corner market. Drop them off in those barrels, and we're all working to make sure there's plenty of food and Easter fun for the kids at Homes of Hope next weekend. So you've got between now and Thursday when we'll be collecting it all up with an Eagle Hour Midtown remote. Please drop off some much needed donated food to the collection boxes at Homes for Hope, all corner markets. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Finishing up the week live in Purvis at Ramey Motors. Luke Johnson, Kelly Center, Michael Mergens here in Purvis with us. Bob back in the Southern Bancorp studios in Hattiesburg. Fourth segment, as always, brought to you by DBAT and D1 Training on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. DBATHattiesburg.com. Just quick recap, softball hosting the Troy Lady Trojans this week. Today at 5, tomorrow at 2, Sunday at 12 noon. Also, Southern Miss Track and Field hosting a plethora of teams. That meet begins today at 3:30. And then baseball this weekend, Tanner Hall against Brady Fuller tonight at 6 p.m. in Troy, Alabama, tomorrow at 3, and then Sunday at 1.
Is Troy on Eastern or Central time?
They're in Alabama, so they're still Central, yeah.
Okay.
Central time. So, spring football game tomorrow at 12. I do just want to give you a little inside information. I expect Billy Wiles to play. Of course, he's from Virginia, and then he was in Clemson. But this week, Matthew Riles of
Purvis,
Mississippi, introduced Billy Wiles to the big one from Ward's. And it's on social media, too. So, Billy Wiles eating his first Ward's. This week, the man will play better tomorrow, Dakota Baker.
As we bring you in. He's going to have indigestion all day. He's going to have to do something.
Apparently, Kelly had one too.
Yeah.
Come over here.
Sorry about that.
Apparently, he had the root beer as well.
Oh, yeah. No, ain't nothing better than that root beer.
So, congratulations, Virginia native Billy Wiles, for being introduced.
Can we start the show over? Can we just at 2 o'clock just
it was just
do a redo?
That was sitting on my chest, something awful. Sorry about
you
that.
You can edit that out. All right. All right, just Dakota, before we get to our picks.
Search your editor.
Boats. Get us the lowdown on the boats.
So, last year we had G3, Allwell, and a couple guys in here, Legend Craft. This year we brought a couple new lines in. We got, towards the end of last year, we got Skeeter, but this year, man, Carolina Composites have been huge for us. Bulls Bay, we run their 20 to 24 foot bay boats, been selling rail. They're deep Vs. We sold out of those as well. We have Avenger, Pioneer. Carolina Composites, they've got like four umbrellas of boats that they all build, and they've been great for us, powered by Suzuki and Yamaha outboards. Try to bring every one of them we can in with a T-top as well, but that's been the best thing for us. Financing rates are getting a little better on boats for long terms. We're seeing, 7 and 8% rates. I know that sounds high, but for 20 years, it's really, really solid right now. The river boats through XL have been great for us as well. But it's more of a trending thing now that we're trying to keep up with. But inventory, it's hard to keep it right now.
All right, let's pick some baseball. We'll go around the horn here. Marshall in Monroe.
Man, Monroe is not – they can't be as bad as they've proven to be so far. But I mean, based on what you've seen, I would think – I'm the herd, 2 out of 3.
Yeah, I agree with that, Kelly. 2 out of 3, Marshall.
Bob?
No, I don't think Marshall plays that great of baseball. I like Monroe to win 2 out of 3.
ULM 0-6. Missy Bilderback.
Hey,
moving over there. There we go. So I'm gonna take Monroe. Federico will pull the upset. All right. Second series, South Alabama goes to Virginia, taking on James Madison.
Boy, South Al's been, if there's been one disappointment so far, I would think it would have, South Al would have to be in that discussion.
1-5, James Madison, 2-2.
Yeah, I'll take the Dukes, 2 out of 3.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm going with the Dukes myself, guys.
I never will pull for South Alabama as long as I live, so go James Madison. Old Dominion at Georgia Southern. And you look at these two teams, Center, Old Dominion leading the conference at 5-1, Georgia Southern one game back at 4-2. Big series.
And Georgia Southern just walloped Georgia, as we mentioned, midweek. So I think the Eagles bounce back here in time. They're not going to sweep the series, but I think they'll beat
Old Dominion for sure, 2 out of 3. I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Old Dominion.
Bob,
they are playing. Old Dominion's a really good baseball team. I like ODU to win 2 out of 3.
I'm going to say Georgia Southern at home. The suspensions, though, because Georgia Southern has, like, more than 10 suspensions.
Yeah, but they're not going to
– So we'll
see. They're not going to sit anybody down against the Monarchs.
Who knows?
You know?
App State in the Bayou at Lafayette.
Lafayette, 2 out of 3.
Yeah, I'm going with Lafayette for sure, 2 out of 3.
Lafayette.
I think Lafayette sweeps the series.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I think UL will sweep. All right, a couple more of these.
No, wait a minute. Who are they playing?
App State.
Oh, App State. Okay, yep. Gotcha.
Compassionately known as
Crap State.
There we go. All right, Arky State down in San Marcos against Texas State. This should be a no-brainer.
Bobcats in a sweep.
All day.
Yep.
Sweep.
Arky State, worst team in the conference. So they didn't play two last weekend either. All right, most important series, Southern Miss at Troy.
Southern Miss. I'm just trying to decide 2 out of 3. That's the safe play. But I'm going to go with the broom this weekend.
Wow.
I think Southern Miss sweeps Troy.
You know, Kelly, I was looking for a bounce-back series for myself, and I think they're going to come up with this week.
I was thinking the exact same thing. If there's going to be a game, this is going to be it.
The safe play, Kelly, is
Luke's
not
contemplating.
The safe play is not to wear matching shoes and shirts on Eagle Hour remotes. That will be my safe play comment of the day. Luke?
2 out of 3 on the road is the same thing as a home sweep. So I'm pulling back from yesterday. I'm going to go 2 out of 3.
Good enough.
What does Bob say?
I agree with
what you say, Bob?
I agree with Luke.
He agreed with the red shirt.
Well, I'm going to go have my seat with Dr. Phil now in 15 minutes after I've been so abused on the
program. Hey, Dakota, thanks for letting us come here today, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Dr. Phil don't work cheap either, you guys.
Right. Billy Squire.
We appreciate
everybody wants you.
We appreciate Ramey Motors for having us.
We appreciate an appearance from Western Kentucky today, Bob.
Yes,
there we go.
The Western Kentucky mascot.
He's signing autographs when we leave.
Joining us here at Eagle Hour.
They'll never have us back at Ramey Motors.
No, well, just be sure to guard the snack bar until he leaves.
Golly. I'm out.
Southern Miss.
To the top. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.